The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I am Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I do hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is hot trends in houseplants for 2022. Looking for hot trends in houseplants for 2022? Look no further. It's no secret that houseplants have enjoyed a recent resurgence in popularity as we've all been stuck at home these past few years. Folks have embraced the benefits of green spaces in their living spaces like never before. Here are my top 5 picks for the it plants of 2022. Number 1, the Hoya. A group of understated beauties, Hoyas climb, trail, have fascinating foliage and gorgeous blooms. They also come in a huge variety of colors, shapes, and textures. Oh, and they are gorgeously fragrant. Not a bad list of attributes for a houseplant. I love the generous saucer-shaped leaves of the Hoya obovata splash. If you are interested in learning more about the many varieties of Hoyas and how to care for them, you can check out many great places online. My favorite is gardenerspath.com. And you'll get tons of information about Hoyas. Number 2, philodendron micans. Philodendrons were popular in 2021 and still rank among hot trends for houseplants for 2022. While some philodendrons are pretty common, I dig the more unusual micans. Like the Hoya, these gorgeous specimens trail and vine, making them perfect to hang or shelve so that their leaves can drape and sprawl. Micans have velvety leaves in a variety of green and even some orange hues. I really enjoy this baby. Isn't she lovely? She's called Philodendron Micans Velvet Leaf Hartley Philodendron Air Purifying Indoor Plant, and I actually found her on Etsy.com. Number 3, Philanthus Mirabilis. This plant is full of personality. What makes it particularly unique is that it has bulbous stem that is very visible above the soil line. The architecture of the stem, coupled with the multi-leaved branches, gives this caudex plant a very artistic, even sculptural presence, much like a bonsai. Fun fact, their leaves open during the day and fold back at night, giving you even more variety to enjoy. For those of you paying attention, a caudex is defined as the stem of a palm or fern tree, and it's a woody base. So just if you haven't heard that term before. Number 4, syngoniums. Oh, but the variegation available in syngoniums. There are so many leaf patterns to choose from, really stunning cultivars. These plants are easy to care for and grow fast, which makes them a rewarding option for those just beginning to grow houseplants. My most recent pick is Syngonium Neon Pink from Plant Proper. It boasts arrow-shaped pink leaves with green touches on the stems and underneath the leaves. It is so pretty and unusual. And last, number 5, Pachyra aquatica. Commonly known as a money tree, they are everywhere this year and considered a symbol of luck and prosperity. Their trunks are braided, and each of the 3 stems should have 5 leaf clusters representing earth, water, fire, wind, and metal. While pretty easy to grow, money trees do like to be watered heavily. Make sure your container has plenty of drainage so you can avoid root rot and have a thriving tree. I love this one that comes in a sophisticated yet simple white pot from Brighter Blooms. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.